Hello, loves. Are you ready to embark on a soul-stirring adventure? If you are, hell yes. If not, well, get ready, babes. Because at Love Lighthouse, we are all about starting the transformative journey of healing and awakening to the true you. So let's go. Hey everyone, welcome back to today's show. I'm excited about today's convo. I have a really awesome woman on the call today. We are going to jump in. I'm going to have her introduce who she is, what she's about. She has a very important message today. So jump in, stay with us, and make sure you're paying attention. So welcome, Kate Strong. Hello, dear.
Hi, Jen. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here today.
So I recently just met you, and yes. I feel like it was like a kindred spirit when we met each other. It was so fun to meet you, and we've just gotten to know each other over what, last couple of months maybe?
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now you're doing something really important. That's why I wanted you to come on, share your message today. So share with people, what are you doing? What are you up to?
Well, it's called Empower Her Holiday. Think about it. It's like a sub for Santa for single moms. And we are raising money to support single mamas and her kiddos for the holidays.
I love that so much. Because I was a single mom. And I know you're a single mama, right? It's very near and dear to our hearts. You know, there's so many different fundraisers and important things that people can donate to. And this one just really spoke to me when Tiff Peterson actually reached out to me and told me what you were doing, and that's how we met. And I was like, oh yeah, definitely. My heart is single moms and children. And so this is actually both to give to this cause. But how did you even, what even led you down this path, and kind of tell us what to expect when it comes to, like, why should we care about this cause?
Okay, so I'll answer this in two parts. So 15 years ago, I started a nonprofit, and it was inspired by me being a mom with little kids, and I was watching Oprah. She had gone to Africa. This was before she started her own nonprofit, but she was just in Africa for the first time and exploring. And I watched the Oprah, and I called my girlfriend in California, and I'm just crying. I'm like, we have to do something. And so I just started researching and learning more about nonprofits. And I knew that I wanted to go to Africa. And about a year later, I got a phone call from a friend. And he said, hey, Kate, he's from Africa, South Africa, in fact, living in the US. He said, hey, Kate, there's someone that I want to connect you with. Her name is Ruth Aniango. She's a former member of Kenya's parliament, and she's on Bill Gates' board of directors. And she's here in the US. They're having a board meeting. So we got on a call, and the next thing I know, Ruth is at my house, and we're sitting at the dinner table. And I asked her a question that I love to ask people. I said, Ruth, if you could have anything in the world, what would you want? And she said, a hospital for my people. And so I started fundraising and collecting money, and we were getting everything that we needed to build the hospital. And she taught me something really valuable in philanthropy. She said, Kate, it's not going to do you any good to build this hospital if you can't fund it, unless we get the help of the government and they can support us by paying for a doctor and a nurse and the drugs for this hospital. And so she started working on that as I was fundraising, and it was taking a long time. Like, we've been in this now for like a year, and my group that I had really gotten all excited about philanthropy and doing good, they're like, okay, so what's happening and when are we gonna go? And about that time, there was a really bad storm in Belize. And we had an opportunity to go to Belize and build dome homes for a lot of these people in the village whose homes had been destroyed. So while we were there building these dome homes, we also started working on a school there and helping them there. And one thing I love to do is I love to get on the kids' bike and go around the village and kind of see, like, what's it all about. And while I was on this bike ride around the village, I saw a sign on the door of what, I mean, I don't even know if there's a word for it. It would be like a snack shack there, where there's like water and some snacks. But on the door, it said, no water, come back Thursday. Well, this was Saturday. And so my thoughts started, I'm like, well, what are they going to do without water for until, right? Like, this is a significant amount of time. So I start going around the village and I'm like looking and I'm noticing that there are these wells, but they're open wells. And they're contaminated. And so I'm asking more questions. Long story short, I come back to the US, I purchase a manpower drill, we ship it to Belize, and we start drilling for water. So there's this side project going on. And I'm feeling good. We're like building a hospital in Kenya and drilling for water in Belize. And I had this man come up to me. And he said, Kate, I think it's really great that you're doing all these things around the world. But what are you doing for your people locally? And Jen, that was a moment where I kind of like inhaled and my defensive self wanted to say, well, have you ever been to Africa? Do you know that there are children and families who are sharing one pair of shoes and so they don't get to go to school every single day? They have to trade off going to school. And, you know, I wanted to just give him all of these excuses. And instead, in the moment, I just thought about it. And it was something that did not go away. I couldn't sleep it off. I couldn't shake it off. I kept thinking about it. And at the time, I was recently divorced. And so I thought, you know, I could like support and help moms like me, you know, single mamas. So I was practicing yoga at a local yoga studio, and we decided to do a pajama drive for the local women and children's shelter. So we do a yoga donation-based class, and it's a beautiful experience. And at the end of the yoga class, one of the women came up to me and she said, Kate, I was there a year ago, last year. And she said, I escaped an abusive marriage with my 5 kids, and we went and we were at the shelter. And I got in my car, Jen, and I remember just sobbing. And I remember saying, how am I any different than her? Because the way she described her scenario and how she got out felt very similar to mine. And I, in an instant, it's like, you know, when you get those moments where you just like, no, and this is what I heard, you have resources and money. And that was where it started. So I started supporting and helping women in the women's shelter. We did a lot of really cool things. Like on Mother's Day, we collected like several $100,000 worth of makeup and did makeovers for 13 women's shelters in the state of Utah. And we're just doing some really, really cool things. Well, another thing that I was doing was something called Sub for Santa locally here in Utah. And we had partnered with Tent View High School. And at the time, they couldn't run a charity like donation-based thing through the school. So they needed some support. And I knew the teacher, she was a friend of mine who was running the Student Government Association. And she said, hey, Kate, do you think we could like run this through your nonprofit? And I checked everything out. I'm like, absolutely. It's in alignment with what we do. And so I wasn't really doing a lot, but I was involved enough to be part of going to Walmart, getting the list of the sizes of the kids, clothes and shoes and different things like that. And we would buy all the things and wrap them all up and go deliver them on the front doorstep and then run away. And it felt good for us, right? It's like, oh, we're doing this great thing. But I couldn't help but think of how it must have felt on the other side as the parents who must have been so grateful for the support. But then I started thinking, but what if the pants that we got weren't the style that they love? Or like, what if they didn't really need pants? What if they really needed sheets for their bed or things like that? And so part of my platform in what I do in coaching is supporting and helping women, empowering women. And so I just decided, let's tweak this and let's support and help single moms. And instead of us choosing what we buy for her, what if we just gave her $100 gift cards and empowered her to buy whatever she wants? If she wants to get laundry detergent, if she wants to buy sheets, if she needs a shovel to, you know, shovel the sidewalks, whatever, we're still helping, we're still supporting, we're still showing up for her. But we're also saying, like, I trust you, mama. Like, you know what you need. You know what you need better than anyone. And so it morphed into that. And then the next year, we gathered and we started doing letter writing, where we all get together. We'll be doing it on Sunday, December 3rd. We all come together and we get to see the nomination letters for the women that have been chosen. And volunteers will read that story and then write her a letter of encouragement back. And the part of this that I love so much is that instead of it just being like this fictional character or like, you know, magical man who's on a sleigh in the sky and you don't really know, it's just fun and magical. But instead, like receiving something from your community and saying, hey, I see you and we've got you and we support you and we're here for you and we're cheering you on. It just became so much more personal and so much more impactful. And to receive emails back, letters back, things from these single moms who feel so supported by their community, it's just really where the magic is for me. So that's the story and that's where we are. And it's simple. It's easy. You know, people get to donate to my nonprofit. It's a 501c3, so it's tax deductible. It's a write-off. And they can be involved in lots of different ways. You can give money. You can share on your platform and talk about what we're doing. A lot of times people think like, oh, wow, I need to donate like $100 or like, wow, I don't have, you know, significant amounts of money to give. But Jen, we've done campaigns before. Like my mom's birthday was on the 11th and she's a single mama. So I just asked people to donate $11. It was on November 11th. I'm like, donate $11. And you know what? People can donate $11. And so it doesn't have to look any certain way. It's just like, number one, do you have a soft spot in your place for single moms? And if you do, how do you want to be involved? Do you want to donate money? Do you want to share it? Do you want to come and be part of the letter writing? Or do you even have a single mom that you want to nominate to be a recipient of this holiday Sub for Santa experience?
Wow. Love it. Love it so much. A couple things that, well, there's so much there that stood out to me, but knowing what it's like to be a single mom, right? Mm. Many of you listening know what it's like to be a single mom. Maybe you were in the past. Maybe you are now. Maybe you had a single mom like Kate. Maybe your sister is a single mom. Somebody surely that you know is a single mom, right? But for me, I know what it's like to be in those shoes, which is why this was so tender to my heart. And I remember Christmas always being like overwhelming. And I remember too, like I had great parents. I had a great family that supported me in a lot of ways. And there were many times where it was like, oh my gosh, I am working. I was a waitress throughout all of my college and I was going to college full time. And I always lived out on my own with my two kids. And there were many times that my parents helped me out when it was like, oh my gosh, I am really having a hard time right now. And so they'd help me out. So when Christmas came around, it's like, it was tricky. It was hard, you know, and it wasn't like my parents were paying for everything for me. And so this is just such a great cause. I love it so much. And I love what you said when you thought about what a genius idea to think about the money, because so many times we think, oh, well, what if they're using it for something else? Or it's none of your business what anyone's using it for. Just give out of the goodness of your heart. And I have four kids and I know that is everything to them. What they wear is their identity. And so if somebody, if some stranger is getting them, you know, a pair of sweats that they will never, ever wear, what good is that, you know? Or that they don't want to wear, maybe that they'll wear because they have to, but wouldn't it be so much greater and what a much better idea for them to be able to go, hey, this is what I want for Christmas, mom. And she's able to do that. So that's so awesome. I love that you thought of that.
Hey guys, if you are enjoying today's podcast, I invite you to come and be a part of my tribe. We go deeper into all of these kinds of topics. You can find out all the details at awakenwithjen.com. I will also drop the link in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there, and let's grow together.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought of it because I am a single mom and it's my life and I live it. And I mean, Jen, you get this. It's like sometimes things are harder. I think in general, this has been an interesting season for many of us where the economy has shifted a little bit. Things are a little tighter. And there's a feeling of helplessness that comes sometimes. And I know with women, we don't like to ask for things. We want to like, I'll figure it out. I'll make it work. I'll be resourceful. And we all know a single mama out there who's doing that. And that support is literally like the gift, the blessing, the prayer that's being answered. It's the weight that's lifted off her. The money part of it is so empowering. And ultimately, when I was really deep into the philanthropy work all around the world, I realized really quickly that it's helpful to go build a hospital. It's helpful to give someone water. But when we give people things and we don't empower them or teach them or educate them to do it on their own, there's still this kind of like neediness that we create. Like, you need me. And instead, I want to empower. I want to say, you know what? Guess what? Everything's inside of you. You've got this. I'm here to support you. I see you. I encourage you, but you've got this. And that piece of them getting to choose what they buy and what they purchase is that piece that is the empowering piece. And it becomes more of this win-win and this give and receive from like the purest place that there can be, because ultimately we're setting them up for success and giving them exactly what they need, which in this moment is feeling empowered. It's and feeling supported. But again, it takes out that needy piece. And that's what I believe so much. One of my senior quotes years ago was, don't give a man a fish, teach a man to fish. And I think many of us have heard that before. But when we actually teach, you know, them to fish, or teach them to be self-sufficient, it's like with our kids, right? It's like, it's so much easier to go over there and just do it for them. But being a mom, part of that is like patience and slow and like teaching them and showing them. You know, I don't know if you do this, but I'll often even look in the dishwasher and I think, who loaded this? Like, who loaded this? And then I have to remind myself, Kate, did you teach him how to load the dishwasher? Or did you just say, load the dishwasher? Right? So it's more of that, of like teaching and supporting, and it's empowering.
Yeah. That reminds me of my husband. I'm always telling him, let the kids do their contributions. That's what I call them here in the home. Like, their contributions, you're contributing to the family. And I say, let them do it. And he'll be like, but I can do it so much faster, and they do it wrong. And I'm like, sure. No, they need to know how to do it. These things for when they leave the house. And I don't want to, I'm really big on not raising a bunch of entitled children. But I think about, because I had two older kids and then I was single for 6 years and then got remarried and have two younger kids. And the younger kids cannot even relate to what the older kids, their life was like. It wasn't, I'm not saying it was terrible or awful compared to, you know, some people that the struggle for them, but it was tough. Life was bananas, you know? So for single moms, if you're listening and this is where you're at right now, It's a moment in time, honey. It is a moment in time. You will be in a different place one day. Just keep going. Cause I know that it can feel like you said, women just figure it out. And there's pride. They're very prideful. But it is about just knowing, hey, this is where things are at right now. It's going to be a beautiful gift for you one day because one day you're going to be able to turn around and look at that single mom and cheer her on, just like Kate and I are in this place. I know you're a single mom right now, but it's one of those things where it is a moment in time. If you're financially struggling and you're raising children, then just keep going. Just keep going and it'll get better.
It will. It will. And give yourself grace, right? I think that we're so hard on ourselves. And we have these ideas of how things are supposed to be or they should look. And we just made that up in our minds anyway. And it's just like, this is a season. This is a time in my life that I just get to receive and accepting that. I often say, I can remember times when I would have like a baby on a hip, a diaper bag, and then like another bag in my hand, and I'm trying to kick a door open. And someone comes and says, hey, ma'am, you know, can I help you with that? And I'm like, no, I've got it. And there's just like all these gifts and moments in life that I feel like we're praying or asking or pleading for help. And then the help comes and we're like, no, I've got it. And so this reminder for all of us is like, just receive. Part of the give and the take, the flow of life is giving and receiving. It's the infinity. It's how life goes around. And there are times that we get to kind of sit back and receive. And this is such a great opportunity because we get to decide, you know, those of you listening, it's like, are you in the place in your life right now where you get to be the giver? Are you in the place where you get to be the receiver? And just know that it's acceptance for where we are. There's no good or bad. There's no right or wrong. It just is. And that acceptance piece is very peaceful. That's where a lot of peace for me has come. I am so grateful for this. We actually are currently looking for corporate sponsors as well. If there are any, you know, corporations, it can be a solopreneur, entrepreneur, you know, small business, big business, any businesses that want to match. We have corporations, companies that do dollar for dollar. So it's like, hey, I'm going to donate X amount of money or X amount of, you know, to match this. And it's a great way for us to, you know, put their name out there. And when we send these letters of encouragement, we thank our sponsors. It's printed out and put out there. We do emails and different things like that to really just honor and highlight and spotlight these corporations who care. So that's a great way. If you know anyone who grew up with a single mom or has a soft spot in their hearts for single moms, I'm actually always, it brings tears to my eyes when I see men get involved in this. And the reason for that is because I think a lot of times we come together as women to do things and that's powerful. But when men reach out and they say, you know, well, my mom was a single mom, or one man in particular donated recently and he's divorced and he's like, well, you know, the mother of my kids is a single mom. And it's just like, oh, this really is for all of us. It really is a community getting to come together. We're specifically targeting single moms, but we're not excluding anyone. We're really inviting everyone to be part of it.
So beautiful. To the guy that came up to you, it's funny when you said the guy that said, Kate, what are you doing for your people locally, right? That is my thought when you said that you thought, well, oh my gosh, because I thought, well, the audacity to come up to you, right? Because to me, I've done fundraisers I did a fundraiser once for a girl in Ukraine for this family to go and adopt her from an orphanage. And it just hit my heart and I told the world about it. I rallied the troops. I'd never done a fundraiser before. Man, there's a lot to learn with fundraisers. But people were saying to me, well, there are so many kids here that need help. And I thought, well, what makes any child, wherever they are, less valuable or more valuable? It doesn't matter. They're a human, right? But I totally know that he was just a catalyst to get you to pay attention to this cause. Yeah. I don't know if you even know the guy personally, or if you, but he was a catalyst to get you to, because this is obviously something that you're meant to be doing, and what a beautiful cause, you know?
Yeah. And Jen, I will tell you now, it's the most satisfying thing I've ever done to be able to watch these women. One of the women, this is a beautiful story. So about a month ago, I had signed up to go to a gathering. It was a gathering with a bunch of women and networking community. And that day I had my own event that I put on, and I was just feeling kind of depleted after and felt like, you know, instead of going to this, you know, it might be better for me to just, you know, self-care, take a bath, you know, fill myself back up. And I was like, no, you wanted to do this, so go and just meet three people and then go. You don't have to stay the whole time. It doesn't have to be a big deal. So I committed, I went, and I got in line pretty early when I got there because I was a little late, and got in line to get food. And as I stood in line, this girl about two people in front of me, she turned around and she goes, I know you. She said, you're Kate Strong. And I said, yeah. She said, I was a recipient last year of Empower Her Holiday. And I said, you were? And she's like, yeah. She's like, Kate, I can't even tell you what a gift it was in my life. She's like, my life was so crazy that I didn't even check the mail and get the gift cards until after Christmas. And she's like, but I was so overwhelmed because I had overspent for Christmas. And I was just overwhelmed because we needed toilet paper and we needed like laundry soap. And she's like, and then there those cards were. And I was so grateful. And if you knew and saw this woman today, she's now giving back to the cause because she felt empowered. And here she was putting herself out there in a gathering with these high vibe, empowering, inspiring women. And I've never experienced those experiences outside of my local community, right? Because I go and we set up a dental clinic at the hospital and pull a bunch of teeth and, you know, teach people how to brush their teeth and things like that, basic things. But then we leave and come home, and I don't really get to see the impact of what we do in other countries. But here, locally, I get to see it. I get to witness it. And that piece is one piece that I would never have gotten had he not said that to me. And it is so fulfilling. It's like, again, it's that full circle. It's like, wow, I was able to give, but here I am receiving back. There's good and greatness in both. They're just different. And there's not really a comparison because, like you said, there's basic needs we're talking about, like basic needs, things that we here don't even think about or worry about. And yet here, we have other needs, right? And a lot of the needs here, which is interesting to me, are mental. There's a lot of anxiety here. There's a lot of pressure here. There's not a lot of rest. There's a lot of feeling and need to like keep up. And whereas there, everyone's happy and they're chill and there's not a lot of stuff going on with anxiety or depression, but there's basic needs of survival, right? Of like giving people clean water so that they don't get sick and they're not ill. So I love that you said that, Jen. It's like, it's all good. It's all good. And it's whatever speaks to you. It's wherever your heart is leading you. It's wherever, you know, you can't help it. It's like you hear about it. And like you said, I love it. You're like, I was like, this is like tugging on my heartstrings and I am rallying the troops and I am bringing everyone together. And that's the magic of this, because when we're so deeply passionate about something and we want to get out there and do it, we don't even think twice. It's like, it's happening and I'm going for it. And like, there's an energy, there's like a magnetism, and I love it. And that's one reason I love this so much, is because it brings in Christmas spirit and like I've never, ever, ever felt it before. And it's so great to gather with community. One of my favorite parts, in fact, is the letter writing, because again, we get to like come together as a community. We have a hot chocolate bar, kids come, men and women come, and we're just listening to Christmas music and having this experience. And it's so beautiful to let the kids either color pictures or they can write things or, but it's an experiential piece of it that I feel like is very beautiful for families to experience and be part of it. And we do it so early. I do want to address this. A lot of people, I started talking about, you know, Jen, in October, I was like, okay, we're doing a kickoff. And people are like, what? You're thinking about Christmas? It's still, you know, we haven't even had Halloween yet. But the reason we do this early on is because if you're an Amazon shopper at Christmas, you know that you have to get those Amazon orders in early. And so we want to have all of the nominations. We're in nomination week. We want all of those nominations wrapped up by December 1st on Friday so that we can then go through them. And based off how much money we have, donations, we get to choose who we have. Now, I'm just going to be really honest. The beauty is that for the last 3 years, we've had people come in at the last minute and say, how much money do you need to be able to support everyone? And that's another miracle in it. It's like, well, you know, we don't have to decide that you deserve it and you don't, or you get it and you don't, because your person wrote a better nomination, more heartfelt than this or whatever. It's just so beautiful. But we like to get it out early so that we can get it in the mail and we can let these moms know, this is how much money you have to spend at Amazon, get it ordered, get it there in time so that it can be there for Christmas Day.
Yes. Okay. So good. So good. See, you cross all the T's, dot all the I's. You think of it all. I love that. I love that so much. You're a leader. Okay. Mm-hmm. I ran your numerology. You're a leader. You're a fellow leader. We both are. I love that. You see something and you make it happen. So, yeah. All right, everyone. So there you have it. You can support this cause by sharing. So share. Please spread the word. You can donate money. You can show up at the letter writing or nominate a single mom. Did I miss anything?
You got it, girl.
Okay. So Kate, if there's one message that you would give to these single mamas, what would it be?
Just trust that it's all going to work out. It already has up to this point. You're where you are. And focus on what you do have and not the lack. Focus on what you do have. It's really easy to focus on what we don't have and the lack. But when we can shift that to gratitude and being grateful and focusing on what we do have, more of that will come into our lives.
Beautiful. I love that. And my last question for you, dear, what is, if you could give a message to anybody else in the world, what would your message be to them?
That everything's inside of you. Everything. And we have the capacity, you have the capacity to be anything you want, anything, everything is inside of you. Get quiet and listen.
So good. Thank you so much for being here. Yes, thank you for being such a bright light in the world. And I'm so grateful that I met you and excited to see what's going to happen for this, for these single mamas and empower her. And I'm so grateful to be a part of this year. So excited. I can't wait to be at the letter writing.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Jen. Thank you for giving us a platform to share and spread positivity.
Yes. All right, everyone. I will definitely have all of Kate's information in the show notes. I'm also going to have the link for you to donate and to see how you can help out. So make sure you check that out, and happy holidays, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Bye for now. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to us if you would be willing to take 30 seconds to do these three things. First, can you please follow or subscribe to Love Lighthouse? Following helps you because you'll never miss an episode, and it helps us because we won't miss you. To do this, just go to the Love Lighthouse show page on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and then just tap the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner or click on follow. This is the most important thing you can do for Love Lighthouse. While you're there, if you'd be willing to give us a 5-star rating and review,
and then share this episode with someone you love. Thank you so much, dear. I'll see you next time.